It's so easy to get hooked. Doesn't matter what it is, but whatever it is, I think it can have deep spiritual implications. Tapestry weaves together the threads of our struggles, doubts, curiosities, faith, joys, and hopes to create meaningful conversations that matter. You know those late night conversations that go unexpectedly deep? That's what we hope to capture with the Tapestry Podcast. And we want everyone to join in the conversation. Because when we are heard and valued, we can begin to believe we are loved. Welcome to the Tapestry Podcast. Here I am. This is Mike Orr. This is a Tapestry Podcast episode, solo style, a little mini episode. And would just really like to welcome you to this moment. I want to talk about the things that tend to kind of grab us, because I think that spiritual growth and addiction are mutually exclusive. By that I mean that, like, if you're hooked on something, if you're dependent on something, if there's something that has you that bound up, then you can't grow. You can't become more deeply connected to the divine while you're hooked on something that's destroying you. Does that make sense? I mean, I think, like, on an intrinsic level, I think we kind of all get that, right? I think everybody knows that if something is breaking you, it can't be good for us, but it also doesn't necessarily keep us from doing the things. And because I believe that there's something of the divine in each of us, in Christian traditions, we talk about the Imago Dei, the image of God that is built in to each of us. My Hindu friends or people who are into, like, yoga, I love yoga, might say namaste, which is, as I understand it, this idea that the divine light or the divine spark within me recognizes and celebrates the divine light or spark that's in you. If that's true, if there's something in us that is divine, then doing things that break that is intrinsically anti-divine, right? And so anything that's an addiction or thing that we're hooked on has got to keep us from growing spiritually. It just, that's natural. And I find that I can get hooked on anything, and people can, right? Like, we humans can get hooked on anything. We can get hooked on food, too much or too little or the wrong kind, or drink, certainly, whether it's a caffeinated beverage. Sorry, I know that might hit a little too hard for some of you, maybe stinging, but certainly alcohol, other drugs other than alcohol can be addictive. We can be addicted to the Webernet, or is it the interweb? One of those. We can get addicted to those things. Technology can be so insidious. I'll talk about that again in a minute too. I think some of us have the kind of personality where we can get addicted to people as well. Like, an unhealthy way of being connected, right? We ought to be connected to people, but some of us end up being, like, I've heard it be called codependent. I don't know if that gets at the whole thing, but we can end up using a person rather than having a relationship with that person. Does that make sense? I hope it does. We can get addicted to things that are even good for us, like exercise, right? There are people who get addicted to that in a way that breaks down their body in the long term rather than helping it in the long term. And so I feel like anything that gets in the way of your flourishing as a human, if it does that, if the thing gets in the way of your flourishing, I think you can bet that it also gets in the way of your relationship with your higher power, whatever that is, whether that is, like, I just call that God, and I understand God best through the person of Jesus. Whether that's, maybe you just say the divine, maybe you just say the universe, whatever that is, if it's wrecking your ability to flourish, it's also getting between you and that thing. And we are here with Tapestry trying to get connected with that thing. And so, we don't want to get into those things. We want to manage those things. I got a chance to share with our community here at, in Broomfield, Colorado, this Sunday about weeds. We've been looking at this parable, which is like a story with a point that Jesus told. And it's called the parable of the farmer or the parable of the sower. And it's about this guy who's spreading seeds out. He's sowing seeds. And some of them fall in places that they can grow really easily. And some of them fall where they can't. Most of them fall where they can't. And he's using this as an example of how kind of what God wants to do in your life, that these seeds, these good seeds that God wants to grow, sometimes get either stolen away by birds or trampled, or the rocks and everything keep it from growing, or the weeds can choke them out. And so I talk actually about digital weeds, how there are weeds in our lives, whether it's an app or whether it's a game or whether it, whatever it is, you can probably identify it right now. I bet right now you've got something in your mind. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the thing that's strangling the good growth in my life. And one of the things that I said is that weeds in and of themselves aren't necessarily bad. Like they're just plants. The problem with a weed is that you can't eat it. It's not a food crop. And maybe you can think of some weeds that you can eat, but that's not the point. The point is that the weeds get in the way of growing something that can nourish you. And that's why we have to manage or totally get rid of those kinds of weeds. So I know I personally have to be careful with my technology. I can get all wrapped up. I mean, you might be watching this on YouTube, or maybe you're listening to it on a podcast. But certainly on YouTube, man, I can fall into the deepest YouTube rabbit hole so quickly if I have the free time on my hands. And suddenly I'm doing something that maybe, and sometimes these things are actually great escapes, right? But they can change from great escape to, I don't know, something much more devious very quickly, at least for me. So I can fall into a rabbit hole on YouTube like nobody else. I could teach a masterclass, I think, although I don't think anybody needs it. YouTube has the algorithms, man. And that's the truth for all these things, right? There are these algorithms that keep us glued. And maybe that's part of what has got you here right now. So maybe part of it's good, but we have to be careful, right? The other thing that I have to be careful with is like adventure. Like, I love being outdoors. I love doing athletic kinds of things in the outdoors, especially. But I think I have a healthy balance in my life now. But I know that there's a tendency for me to end up like worshiping adventure rather than worshiping the creator that has enabled me to adventure or has created the environment in which I adventure. So those are a couple for me. What is it for you? I wonder, what are the things that you tend to get hooked on? What are the things that tend to be addictions for you? How do they get in the way of your connection with that thing that's bigger, that thing that's greater than you? And what are you going to do to manage it or to get rid of it entirely? Well, thanks for coming along on this little mini episode of the Tapestry Podcast, and I hope to see you next time. The Tapestry Podcast is produced by Stephen Bailey. Original music was scored by Taylor Martin. Various friends host this podcast along with me, Mike Orr. Special thanks to Lauren Richmond Jr. and Resonate Media. You can learn more about Tapestry and join the conversation on our Discord channel at tapestrytalk.org. Thanks for joining us.